look at the draft now, how do you feel it fell? Did you address the needs? And I guess the only one it looked like you did maybe was linebacker, but you're bringing in some of those guys as undrafted. How do you think, in overview of your draft now, both for you and Gary?
Well, I tell you what, I'm really excited about it. I think it fell really well for us and really got a lot of good football players and good guys. And so, I mean, I'm really thrilled on how it fell. So, I think that, as we didn't mention maybe before the draft, but we're comfortable with our inside guys with where we are. We'll add some CFAs there, but we really feel like we're in pretty good shape there.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I just echo John and Matt do a great job. The scouts are very impressive for me, being in a lot of draft rooms throughout my career. They've done a tremendous job. We've obviously addressed needs. And I think one of the things that really impressed me, I told John, we got a Super Bowl football team, but yet you look at this draft, and I think we've got some guys, that are going to help our football team immediately. So that's very impressive.
So, John, at this point, does this whole draft process, is it more enjoyable for you? Is it still just as stressful? Do you geek out on it more? Where is it at for you now?
I mean, it's a lot of work. There's no question. It's a lot of work. And I think at this point in time, once the draft's over and we get everybody, we get up to the 90-man roster limit, it's nice to be able to exhale. But I think when you look back and you look at the people that we've got and you look, say that, we got better as a football team, I think it's something that is a source of pride for us, especially on the personnel side, because this is our job. And so, I think that, as Gary said, we're tremendously blessed with, great, great people. Our scouts worked their tail off. Matt and Russell and Tom Haggard have done a tremendous job. AJ Durso and the whole group, they've all done Adam Peters. They're really bright young guys that worked their tail off. And we wouldn't have this class if it wasn't for them. So,
how do you feel about your outside linebacker depth with Todd Davis and the guys out there replacing Danny?
Inside backer? Good. I think we'll add some CFAs, but we feel good about Todd. He played quite a bit for us last year, and Corey Nelson will play, and so we feel pretty good about the depth in there.
Gary, the Jaguars are changing the way they do things a little bit with the rookie mini camp, obviously in reaction to Fowler's injury. No 11-on-11 drills, no contact, that sort of thing. I'm wondering what changes you might make.
That's a real good point. I think. John and I have had this conversation. There's a fine line there because you obviously go and draft these young men. They work hard to get ready for the combine. What have they been doing since then? You run them in here this weekend, and all of a sudden you go full speed for four practices. Probably not the smartest thing to do. I mean, so we're adjusting. We want to do a lot of teaching. But we'd like to come out of the weekend knowing exactly where our guys are and then put them with our football team on Monday and start to acclimate them with the guys. So that's a great point. I think everybody's taking a hard look at that, and we have too.
Last year when we sat here, you talked about the lineman you got, like Garcia could learn quickly, figure mm-hmm. things out. With McGovern, he's a lot of versatility. I think he even told us he played center. Does he look like that kind of quick learner type?
We do feel that way. Very bright. We're sitting here talking about him. We're listing him as a guard and stuff. But, let's remember, he played in the SEC, played left tackle. He blocked some good players. So he has, the versatility to do a lot of things lengthwise. Can he play out there? Does he move inside? Those are decisions you have to make. But we know we got a smart young man that has played against really good players and done it at a very high level. So we'll just get him in here and put him to work and see where he fits best.
The weight room, John, was kind of a running theme with some of these guys. I think McGovern said he squatted over 700 pounds, bench pressed 500. Was there some strength just stood out with some of these guys? I think the fullback same way, certainly Goskas.
I think more than just the fact that they're that strong, I think what you look at is the mentality that they have, and it means that much to them. And so if it means that if they're working that hard in the weight room, then you know what kind of guy you're getting, because you can tell a lot about guys and how they react when they're in weight rooms. And if when we get guys like this that want to be in there, they've got the right mentality.
Do you think you'll use your full? All your roster spots for undrafteds, or what's your ballpark there?
Yeah, because we've got some guys that are not going to be able to practice and some dinged up, so we'll probably get to 90.
You will see at 71 coming out of the draft. You think you'll get a full 90?
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. All right.